Good morning, everyone. Andy Schwab here from the Northern Ag Network with today's Morning Market Report. This week has been a busy week for several producers and industry leaders as the Public Lands Council and the National Cattlemen's Beef Association has been holding their annual D.C. fly-in and legislative conference at our nation's capital. Some of those members that were making the trip were Montana Stockgrowers Association Governmental Affairs Specialist Ellie Brighton and Montana Public Lands Council Chairwoman Vicki Olson. Brighton told me a main message they aim to deliver to the NCBA today is something that they've been hearing a lot from their producer profitability listening sessions.
Through producer profitability, obviously a lot of our conversation has been around estate tax, the death tax, the desire for a repeal, a complete repeal if possible, but if not, keeping it at the level that it's at so it doesn't revert to the low levels of 5 million or 1 million, keeping it at the, I think 26 is where it's at right now. So that has been definitely our focal point in our conversations, prioritizing that over other things, I think, then talking into government programs a little bit, what are the issues and how can we address them, kind of in a general sense, have been stock growers' main points.
Brighton did mention they heard from the Department of Interior that they will not be extending that comment period for the Greater Sage-Grouse Management Plan, despite them asking for the extension beyond the June 13th comment period deadline. Now, Vicki Olson with the Montana PLC also noted that they've been learning a lot throughout their time in D.C.
I had a lot of speakers yesterday and learned a lot. Had some good speakers and some social ones. And then we had our board of directors meeting this morning and went through a lot of stuff there. And then we had the Department of Interior here for a minute. They really didn't want to talk to us this trip. I don't know why. But all in all, we've been learning a lot.
The legislative conference, as mentioned, continues on today for the NCBA. Well, we need to take a break, but we have more ag news coming up right after this.
AGCO is proud to launch PTX, a new leading brand that includes precision ag technologies from Precision Planting and PTX Trimble. Two familiar brands with one common goal. Precision Planting and PTX Trimble know farming is easier when systems speak to each other. That's why they both provide solutions that connect operations across the crop cycle to unlock visibility and flexibility, regardless of equipment color. Through automation, guidance, and upgrades for every season from Precision Planting and PTX Trimble, PTX is your solution for precision ag technology, empowering you to be more efficient, more accurate, and make agronomic decisions with confidence. You'll find a local dealer network that provides expert knowledge and support for every season. As you focus on maximizing yield, they'll provide reliable service, education, and access to tools that strengthen your inputs. Innovative brands you trust, powerfully simple, seamlessly compatible. PTX. Visit ptxag.com to learn more.
The American Farm Bureau has urged the USDA to reverse its decision to cancel the livestock and crop surveys that are crucial to the success of America's farmers and ranchers. As you may recall, the National Agricultural Statistics Service recently announced it would no longer provide that July cattle inventory survey, as well as the county-level estimates for crops and livestock and the objective yield survey for cotton. Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall sent a letter to the USDA emphasizing the importance of the surveys, particularly the July cattle report, stating NASA's two reports regarding the total U.S. cattle inventory, published of course both in January and July, give farmers, ranchers, researchers, and other users of the data a full picture of the supplies in the U.S. cattle sector at both the beginning and the middle of each year. He added, this allows for a fair assessment of the cattle market for the next 6 months. Well, the House Ag Committee Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson says his committee without a doubt will mark up a farm bill before Memorial Day on May 27th. After repeated delays in the farm bill process, Successful Farming reports that Republicans on the Senate Ag Committee also plan to release a farm bill framework shortly after the House panel takes action. However, Senate Ag Chair Debbie Stabenow says the Senate has not set a specific timeline to move the bill despite the farm bills being 6 months overdue. The legislators do say they're working hard to pass that farm bill this year despite the impasses on crop subsidies, climate, and snap cuts. We need to take a break. We're going to shift gears into the ag markets right after this.
Over five generations, the Stuber family has 100 years in the Hereford business. The Stuber Ranch 56th annual production sale happens April 20th, with 115 fall and yearling Hereford bulls selling, including several polled bulls, 50 registered heifers, and 120 commercial heifers, with 24 of those black white face F1s. The 56th Stuber Ranch sale, April 20th at the ranch north of Bowman, North Dakota. Bid online with DV Auction or go to StuberRanch.com.
If your tractor needs to be fixed, you go to a tractor mechanic, not a car shop. So if you want to grow your agriculture business, shouldn't you go to a lender that specializes in agriculture? That's AgWest Farm Credit. We've been 100% focused on agriculture for over 100 years. So we understand your challenges, and we have the deep financial knowledge and experience to help you reach your goals and grow your future. See how we can help at agwestfc.com. Equal opportunity provider and employer, equal housing lender.
Without any cash kettle developing on hump day and the box beef prices actually coming in at softer prices for another day in a row, the livestock traders on the futures board decided 3 days in a row was quite not enough, as they were looking for a little bit more fundamental reason to continue to push the contracts higher. Luckily, though, the losses on the board were not very significant, as the May feeders only lost 70 cents, finishing their day right at 240.27. August feeders also off only 22 cents at 252.12. Similarly, minor gains were found on the live cattle futures, with the June down just 40 cents at 175.32, August down just 15 cents on the live cattle futures at 172.77. However, as mentioned, headwinds may be coming throughout the cash cattle trade today, and most are anticipating to see steady to maybe a little bit softer, as the box beef prices are not adding any optimism, with the choice cut of eyes giving away another $1.24 yesterday, with their bid now sitting at $296.78 a hundredweight, and the select values also losing another $2 yesterday at just under $291. Turning to look at some of your local auctions, Lewistown Livestock this week had a decent test of over 700 head. For some of the replacement markets, they had some outstanding prices, as those young cow-calf bears, they came in at $3,600, middle-aged cows, $3,000 to $3,500 a pair, and those with maybe just one or two calf crops left and a calf by their side, $2,650 up to $3,000 at Lewistown on Tuesday.
Good news, ranchers. Leading pediatric and nutrition associations, including the Dietary Guidelines for Americans, now recommend introducing meats like beef, among other nutrient-dense foods, to infants. Your checkoff dollar supports the research and awareness of new guidelines that show beef's 10 essential vitamins and minerals, including protein, iron, and zinc, strengthen growth and development, creating new generations of beef lovers from bite one. Get the full story at yourdollardoes.com, funded by the Beef Checkoff.
Stiller, Architect, True North, Enhance, Hickok, and Resilient. These bulls represent some of the best genetics in the Angus industry. You'll find these and more top sires represented at the Miski Angus Ranch Annual Production Sale. April 24th, 1 p.m. at Glendive Livestock Exchange, Miski Angus offers 65 two-year-old and 55 yearling bulls. This is the sale worth waiting for. Call Bob at 406-796-8102. The Miski Angus Ranch Annual Production Sale, April 24th, Glendive Livestock.
July KC Winery unfortunately closed down by double digits yesterday, as they finished their day at 569 and found the resistance near the top end of their trading range, and really still unable to find enough demand to break the prices out of that trading range they've been stuck in for the last month or two. Of course, the precipitation that fell across much of our northwestern plains was certainly somewhat helpful for the crop, but did not offer a lot of optimism for the traders, as the wheat stocks continue to remain elevated. Checking out some of the futures from yesterday, as mentioned, we saw the KC Winter Wheat leading the way lower, as the May contract now sitting just under 573. July KC Winter Wheat also off 14 cents at 569. For the Minneapolis Spring Wheat, it was the July contract giving away a nickel and a half right at 639. May Spring Wheat also notching those nickel losses at 633 and a half. Running over to key row crops, we saw the corn futures pretty well just south of steady, as the May corn giving away just under a penny, right at 430 and a quarter. July corn down nearly 2 cents at 441. Well, that's all the time we have for your morning market report here on the Northern Ag Network. I'm Andy Schwab. Have a great rest of your day.